Chapter 1. Things Japanese Say. Unit 1. Change. C. An American Viewpoint. In the 1980s, there was a U.S. television commercial that I remember well. In the first scene, there is a car factory that had become the biggest. Next to their name, they put a giant neon sign that flashed brightly and said, "We're number one." In the next scene, they show the company 3 years later with the factory shut down and part of the sign had fallen to the ground. What was left was the flickering neon sign stating, "We're numb." The point of the commercial was to show what can happen if your company or people fail to adapt or change. That commercial left a strong impression in my mind and reminds me how important change is. After living in Japan for more than 15 years, I have come to learn that most people are afraid of change. Why? What are they afraid of? I have repeatedly asked people over the years why Japanese people are so afraid of change. The answers vary, but the overall theme is that if the country changes, things may get worse. These pessimists fail to see the other side of the coin. If you change, things may get better. They also fail to realize the most important point. If you do nothing, things will get worse. It's sad to me that they prefer a stable but bad situation to risking a chance to improve their lives. In a sense, Japan has become just like the factory in the commercial. The people and the country have become numb. How bad do things have to get before people will accept change? After the bubble burst in Japan's economy at the end of the 1980s, it took about 15 years before the economy began to seriously recover. Meanwhile, the government had to pour billions of dollars into Japan's failed banks, and the economy sputtered along with very little improvement. Yet, the banks failed to change, and again in 2008, the government had to spend millions to prop up Japan's banks as a result of bad management, Shin Tokyo Bank, or bad investments in the U.S. mortgage meltdown. Had Japan fixed its banks in the 1990s, these problems would be less likely to cost taxpayers money today. But they didn't, and things indeed got worse for the Japanese public. The country still has not fully recovered from the problems of the 1980s. In today's economy, Japanese people are faced with high fuel prices, high food prices, increased taxes, and a desire by the government to increase them more. If you fail to learn from past mistakes, you will repeat them again, just as Japan has done. So I ask again, how bad do things have to get before Japanese people will not only accept change, but expect it? D. A Japanese Viewpoint.
Change is a magical term that may sound positive and appealing to the general public, but it is also misleading. Change does not necessarily mean improvement. Making a change is not a matter of good or bad, or right or wrong. When something changes, some will gain and some will lose. Americans have always stressed the importance of making a change and believe that change generally makes things better. In contrast, Japanese people generally are more conservative and try to preserve what we are accustomed to. Americans may be the most change-loving people in the world. Many business and political leaders in the past, including successful presidential candidates, all use the magical phrase without exception, and American voters support change. Behind the Americans' value for a change is an idea that there is always room for improvement. The origin of this viewpoint can be traced to their history of immigration. Their ancestors left their home countries to seek a better life. Some gave up on changing their homeland systems. Some left because of poverty or oppression. Americans appreciate their ancestors who made the brave decision to come over to the land of hope and freedom. And this appreciation has led many Americans to assume that people outside the United States will be better off if they follow American values and adopt social, political, administrative, economic, and educational systems that they have developed. Japanese people, on the other hand, have learned in the long history that getting along with neighbors and enjoying a calm and stable life is the best course of life. We have gone through enough wars to learn that confronting others simply causes more trouble and have come to realize that we have a lot more important things to pay attention to. Consequently, we have successfully enriched our culture, grown our economy, and improved our living standards slowly. Japanese people are more conservative and wish to have less change. In conclusion, Japanese people will accept whatever change is really necessary for all of us. If one thinks that we have not noticed the necessity of change or are too slow to change, that means we simply believe that the current situation is not bad enough to make us change.
F. Listening for comprehension. Multiple choice. Listen to the question and choose the best answer. 1. What was the point of the American television commercial? A. To show what happens if a company or business fails to adapt or change. B. To show what should be done if a company or business fails to change. C. To show how a company or business changes and fails. 2. According to the American author, what do Japanese people think will happen if their country changes? A. Things will get better. B. Things will get worse. C. Things will get neither better nor worse. 3. According to the Japanese author, when will Japanese people accept change? A. If change is really necessary for all of us. B. If change is the only option left to them. C. If change is sure to bring a better outcome. G. Listening for perception. Word choice. Listen and choose the word or words you hear in each blank. In the 1980s, there was a U.S. television commercial that I remember well. In the first scene, there is a car factory that had become the biggest. Next to their name, they put a giant neon sign that flashed brightly and said, "We're number one." In the next scene, they show the company 3 years later with the factory shut down and part of the sign had fallen to the ground. What was left was the flickering neon sign stating, "We're numb." The point of the commercial was to show what can happen if your company or people fail to adapt or change. That commercial left a strong impression in my mind and reminds me how important change is. H. Discussion. Discuss the following in pairs or a group.
1. Why are Japanese people so reluctant to change? 2. Do you think Japan really needs to change?
3. Model dialogue. Why are Japanese people so reluctant to change?
I think Japanese are not used to being compelled to change. Changing does not always bring good results, and we hesitate to take risks because we fear losing something important.
So, you mean changing involves losing something important?
Not necessarily, but we cannot always expect good results. It doesn't work that way all the time.
I see. Then, when do you think Japan really needs to change?
Well, when our national security is really threatened, then we will wake up.